You're listening to SBS News.
2022 has the potential to be the year we end the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to the technical lead for the World Health Organization's Emergencies Program, Dr. Maria van Kerkhove. She says almost 80 countries have reported cases of the Omicron variant, but warned it is likely to be in most countries by now, just not yet detected.
We have tools now that can take the severe spectrum of disease out. We can reduce morbidity, hospitalization, severe disease, those needing ICU, those who are dying. We can take the death out of COVID-19, and we can also reduce the spread. The emergence of these variants of concern of Omicron is the latest. There will be more if this virus continues to circulate, and we have tools right now. I'm incredibly hopeful for 2022.
For now, the United Kingdom is recording its highest daily number of cases since the onset of the pandemic. More than 78,000 cases were recorded, surpassing the previous record of 68,053 in early January during lockdown. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the number of hospitalisations has risen significantly.
The doubling rate of Omicron in some regions is now down to less than 2 days, and I'm afraid we're also seeing the inevitable increase in hospitalizations, up by 10% nationally week on week and up by almost a third in London.
The British military is stepping in to assist with the rollout of the country's vaccine booster program. Cheshire Clinical Commissioning Group's Claire Watson says with the Omicron variant, vaccination is the key weapon to protect people.
The military are here and actually vaccinating today, so they've helped with logistics, they're actually putting, you know, the vaccine into people's arms, which is fantastic.
Meanwhile, South Africa is welcoming the decision by the United Kingdom to scrap travel restrictions to 11 African countries with hopes it will reignite tourism. Due to the global spread of the Omicron variant, the UK government announced it no longer made sense to maintain the mandatory hotel quarantine requirements. The United Kingdom is the largest overseas market for tourism into South Africa, meaning tour guides like Nabil Syed rely heavily on international guests for work.
We're so late into December already that we feel like things might not change, you know, because, or that much at least, because a lot of people have made plans for Christmas and New Year, and not many people are or might just want to travel, you know, such a last minute in terms of the travel ban. So we're obviously really hoping that things change and people start to travel again.
Canadians are being advised not to leave the country amid rising concerns over the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Rapid testing and vaccination efforts are being ramped up, with the government to send millions more doses to Canada's 10 provinces. Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos used a press conference to call on the solidarity of all Canadians.
I have the task of confirming that our government is officially advising Canadians to avoid non-essential travel outside Canada. To those who were planning to travel, I say very clearly, now is not the time to travel. The rapid spread of the Omicron variant on a global scale makes us fear the worst for Canadians that may think of traveling. Traveling Canadians could contract the virus or get stranded abroad.
In the United States, booster shots are the words on everyone's lips, with health officials urging Americans to get their third dose. It comes as the US this week marks 800,000 deaths as a result of the virus since the beginning of the pandemic. While the vast majority of cases in the country are the Delta variant, an estimated 3% of cases can be attributed to the Omicron variant. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci says people can be assured a third dose of the vaccine is effective against the new variant.
Our booster vaccine regimens work against Omicron. At this point, there is no need for a variant-specific booster. And so the message remains clear. If you are unvaccinated, get vaccinated, and particularly in the arena of Omicron, if you are fully vaccinated, get your booster shot.
Italy, Hungary, and Spain are expanding their vaccination rollouts ahead of the holiday season. Children aged 5 to 11 years old are now eligible for a reduced dose of the vaccine made by Pfizer after European Union regulators last month approved it for that age group. It's hoped the efforts will protect against the Omicron variant, as large gatherings and travel are expected across Europe this Christmas. Erica Maria is a 9-year-old student in Spain and is among those getting vaccinated.
Nothing happened. No pain at all. It's like a mosquito bite.
But not everyone is happy with the plans to lower vaccine eligibility. Hundreds of protesters gathered in Croatia's capital Zagreb on Wednesday, chanting, "We won't give you our children." Mirjana Trgolic was at the demonstrations and says children have the right not to be vaccinated.
Children are not lab mice. Those who call us anti-vaxxers are wrong, because scientists for years have been studying viruses and we never had a problem like this.
And a slew of royals have found themselves embroiled in COVID-19 concerns. The Crown Princess of Denmark, Mary, has tested positive to the virus. A statement released by the Royal Court said the Australian-born royal is isolating in a wing of the Amalienborg Palace, and so far no other family members have tested positive. Meanwhile, Crown Princess Amalia, heir to the Dutch throne's 18th birthday, is raising some eyebrows. While no rules were officially broken, she invited 18 guests to her indoor gathering after the government asked people not to have more than 4 visitors in the face of surging cases of COVID-19. In a statement, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said all attendees were tested and fully vaccinated. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.